Early in the last century, the amusement park served as an oasis for residents to escape from the noise and smell of city life. Although Indianapolis has no amusement parks now, in 1906 we had three of them, Riverside, Wonderland, and White City. I talked with local historian Connie Ziegler about each of the parks. Today, we'll hear the story of Wonderland Amusement Park near Irvington.
Wonderland was at the intersection of Washington and Gray Street, so just a tad shy of Irvington on Washington Street.
And how did it get started?
Wonderland was started by a group of entrepreneurs who had simply in mind to build an amusement park in that one location. They did not have the advantage of the folks who started White City and started Riverside of also having a river or water nearby. So they picked this landlocked location, and then they basically built their own water features. They, you know, built a large pool where the elephant would bathe every day, and when he wasn't in the water taking a bath, then that was where the flume ride, the shoot the shoots, would come down into that pool. Wonderland was the second park to open that year after Riverside, which had actually been open for a while, but they had revamped and had opened early in May. Then Wonderland came along and opened on a cold May evening. And still drew several thousand people for their opening on Washington Street. They had been kind of teasing the public for a long time, building. You could see, of course, the big roller coasters coming up over the wall that they had put up around it. And so there was a big crowd to attend the opening that night.
It looked like Wonderland, as opposed to the other two parks, spent a lot more attention on the architecture and the landscaping of the park.
Yeah, I think they especially worked on the landscaping. The other two parks were wooded areas already, and so when Wonderland comes along, it's basically at the edge of Indianapolis, and it had been a ball diamond before, so it had been kind of scraped clean. The postcards of these parks are all wonderful, and at Wonderland you can see they had a lot of attention on planting trees, big planters with exotic plants in them, sidewalks that would kind of guide you around through all the attractions. It was really a beautiful park.
What was unique about Wonderland's attractions as opposed to the other two at the time?
I don't know. I think in a way Wonderland may have tried a little harder just because they were at a disadvantage. They didn't have sort of a naturally attractive spot. So they had their shows seem a little more fantastical to me, like they Wonderland had, and they did a lot more advertising of their shows as opposed to their regular rides. They had the standard rides, the Flying Ginny and the Shoot the Shoots, and they had the car driving, cigar smoking bear. Later on, they tried to open a beer garden. That got them in a lot of trouble with the dry town, still a separate city of Irvington. They ended up opening the German beer garden without the beer.
And what happened to Wonderland?
It lasted longer than White City. It was in existence until 1911, but had only been opening for special events, like fundraising events, for a couple of years. In 1911, Wonderland was basically willing to be open for any group that would buy out the park. And that included, in 1911, the first ever group of African Americans. This group, the Colored Knights of Pythias in Indianapolis, bought out the entire park of Wonderland for the first time ever for their annual convention. And they left, and about 1 o'clock, the night watchman saw that there was a fire someplace, and by 2 or 3 in the morning, the place is basically burning down. Again, it's built of wood. All the attractions are built of wood. There's very little water. Again, as at White City, there wasn't any water pressure, so they were reliant on, they used the water out of the pool where the elephant had bathed, ran out of that, and then had to rely on fire trucks, and basically it was just a total disaster by the end. No trace of Wonderland is left.
Next week, we'll focus on Indy's first and longest operating amusement park, Riverside.